This gentleman was almost caught in the mayhem in Europe. He got out just in time. His name is Jack Summers, general manager with Radio World, just back from the UK. Good morning, Jack.
Hey, Angelo and everybody. Good morning. Good to be with you.
Yes. How's self-isolation going?
It's actually going fantastic, thanks. I can't complain too badly. I spent 80% of my childhood grounded, so I got this covered, no problem.
I was going to say, the only problem you got is that you got to spend all that time with yourself, right?
Yeah, you know, it's okay. It's been fine. I've been using my time productively. I try to, I get up every morning and I have a shower and get cleaned up and get dressed. Turn on my office computer, make some coffee, make sure all my emails are caught up, and then I do a little project for a half an hour or 45 minutes around the house, back to the computer. A lot of the stuff that I do on a day-to-day basis, I can do from home, answer emails, do social media, do purchase orders, check in on the staff, lots and lots of things we can log in remotely. So I'm doing fine. Pleased to report that all of my spring cleaning in the house is done. Any little nagging projects like cleaning windows, fixing broken sinks or tabs or touching the paints, I'm up to date. And next week, I might be challenged and have to go rake the yard or something. But other than that, I'm doing great.
So let's tell folks why you are, aside from the fact that everybody should be in self-isolation, but why in particular yourself?
Well, I think we're going to sensationalize your comment. I certainly was in the UK for 10 days. I returned home last Sunday. Over there, it was just, as it was here, it was just starting to unfold, and it was, a little less, taking a little less serious over there in the UK, even though it was exploding in other parts of Europe. As it probably was here too, there was a lot of naysayers and doubters.
Yeah.
So we did notice probably starting last Thursday that the grocery stores and such were starting to be cleaned out. Toilet paper, pasta, tinned sauces, things like that. Just the same as here. But we continued on Thursday, Friday. I think we started to get anxious. We were watching more news from home, hearing from people, and really wanted to get there. They started talking about shutting the U.S. border to the U.K. as well as it has. But, all in all, we practiced very good hygiene as we normally would. We took all our precautions. Nobody around us was feeling ill or such. And jumped on a plane and came home.
No problems whatsoever by the sounds of it then.
No. I was a little surprised at the lax of screening at Pearson last Sunday. We've all heard it on the news, but it was basically herd three airplanes full of people into one small room and use all of their touchscreen clearance devices and such, and then walk up to a Canada Customs person who's covered in a mask and gloves and really doesn't want to even touch your passport, kind of gives you a quick wave, see you later, goodbye, get away from me. So the total of screening that really took place was there was one question at the end, which was different. Have you traveled to China? Are you returning from China, Italy, or Iran? No. Carry on.
Wow.
That was it.
Wow.
Decisions were made. Everything at Radio World is going strong. Everybody's healthy. Things are on the go. We certainly had conversations at the upper management and took every self-precaution possible. Said, I'm going to stay home. I'm going to self-isolate. I'm not going to put any fears or doubts in anybody's mind, including my own. And we've been fine. We've certainly geared up lots and lots of online business, and because we are missing out on, you know, tragically, this is all affecting everybody. And, of course, we would have all been at the Sportsman Show this weekend, so we continued on with our Sportsman Show sale as best possible, online, social media pushing and things like that. We are encouraging people that still want to live life and move on and stuff, to do it through mail order. Although the retail store is open, it's not like we're getting a big traffic at the best of times. We don't put 50 or 60 or 100 people in the store at any particular time. But the website's been fantastic. Our phone lines are open. And, we are all coping as the best possible way we can.
Yeah, and I think that's all we, any of us, can do, right? Do the best we can, do our part to keep it safe and not spread this thing any worse than it already has, and hope that that the authorities are going to come up with the solutions that we're all going to desperately need here. So cooler heads will prevail.
Yeah. Absolutely. A couple of things I want to mention before, and then we've probably got to move on.
Yep.
Tough times. Persevering in tough times. Huge congratulations to our good friend Sean Kelly, who's been going through some tough times. And yep. I watch Sean on social media. I talk to him personally. And you talk about a bounce back. If we can all bounce back as strong as Sean is bouncing back and being positive and moving forward, this is going to be a good reset for all of us, physically, morally, emotionally, psychologically. And also, I'm glad you mentioned it, but a big shout out to Doug Ford and his team, because I think that they're managing the situation as good as anybody in government possibly could. And I have, my respect has grown leaps and bounds for him and his team.
Perfect. Well said, my friend. Take care. Let's stay in touch, and we will all come through this.
Thanks. You guys take care and safe as well.
Jack Summers, Radio World. That's radioworld.ca. I'm sure their internet business, e-commerce, is on the climb for sure, like everybody else's. But nice to hear him as well, that he's back safe and sound and at home, self-isolating. All right. Yes. We're going to take a quick break. More Journal After This. So there you go.